All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So I want to share with you, I just put it out on the WhatsApp, a beautiful piece by Rabbi Levi Yitzchok that we'll use to close out this week. So the pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada lifnos arev, vayar v'hinei gmalim boim. Yitzchak Avinu comes out to the field in the evening, and he sees that there are camels coming. So remember again, the context, Eliezer went to find the wife for Yitzchak. He's coming back from Aram Naharaim with Rivka, and Yitzchak is out in the field, Lasuach Basada, conversing in the field, meditating in the field. So the Gemara says, Rebbe quotes, Dine Amina b'Gemara, Avram tikein tefila shachris, kimo sha'amar akas, v'yashkim Avram baboker, v'yamo b'makom sha'amat sham. The Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha kimo shomer v'akasuv v'yetsi Yitzchak lasuach basada ve'insicho ela tefila kimo shomer akasuv tefila la'ani kiyatov v'lifnei Hashem yishboch sicho. So that becomes the Gemara that says that each of the avos were metaking a different tefila. Avram Avinu went ahead and davened in the morning. Now again, when it says that Avram tikein shachris, obviously it does not literally mean that Avram made shachris as we have it today. What it means is that Avram was the first one to create a kvius, to create an ongoing regimented process of prayer each and every morning. Whatever he davened, whatever he prayed, he prayed. But he davened every morning. Yitzchak was the one who really created the concept of mincha. Habitual prayer in the afternoon. Where do we learn that from? So the Gemara understands it from this pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Lasuach, what does that mean? Lasuach is lashon sicho, conversation. Meaning that Yitzchak goes out to the field in order to converse. And in this context, the conversation is understood as tefilo. Yaakov, tikein tefila sarvis. Yaakov was the one who came up with Ma'ariv. Kimo shamar akasav, vayif gaba makom hahu. So Yaakov davens Ma'ariv, meaning Yaakovinu davens at night. So the Rebbe asks the question, B'vichor kasha, lama nikra tfilas mincha? Why is mincha called mincha? Bish lama tfilas shachris, hu be'etz shemer ha-shachar. So I understand why shachris is called shachris. Why? In the dawn. Right? Shachar means the dawn. Tfilas ha-erev, kimo shuba erev. Arvis, Ma'ariv, is erev, the evening. Aval tfilas mincha, lama nikris kach. What is mincha? Why is mincha called mincha? V'atosus yomtiv hirgish b'kushizu u'metaritz mipnei kach nikra tilas mincha shumenuchas hashemesh v'chule. So the Rebbe says something beautiful. So the Rebbe says, Tosus yomtiv answers, and he says it's called mincha. Why? Because it's the time of menuchas hashemesh. So if you take a look at that footnote, kuf chav ches, because of b'shem Ramban, shemincha hu lashon menuchas hashemesh. It's the time that the sun begins to come to rest. The idea is, remember again, when is mincha daven? On a technical halachic level, mincha is daven when? Only a half hour after midday, after chatzos, which is the time that the sun begins its trajectory downwards. So therefore, the Tosfos Yom Tov, the Arba Arbanel, the Ramban, and others, you could look at that footnote on your own. I'll go ahead and explain that that's the din of mincha. Right? Minuchas Hashemesh, the time that the sun is coming to rest. But the Rebbe gives a different insight. He says, Velinira, but it would appear to me a little bit different. Velinira kach, shebishvil zen nikra lashon mincha. Here we go. Dihine, tilas hashachris, sarecha adam lehispalal azeh shehichzer lo aneshama. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, why does a person daven shachris? Person's daven shachris because ultimately, well, he says, the Rebbe takes it away. The Rebbe says that it could be that instead of the names of the tefilos, well, let's explain it. So the Rebbe says, we go ahead and we daven tefila shachris. Why? Well, what's the motivation for shachris? There's almost an obligation there. Why? As the Gemara says, that sleep is 1/60th of death, Sleep is 1/60th of death. Therefore, when a person goes in and wakes up in the morning, you've given me back. You've given me back my neshama. So there's obviously an obligation to pray in the morning. It makes sense. I experienced a quasi-death-like experience. Hashem Baruch Hu gave me back my neshama. And therefore, again, there's almost an obligation to go ahead and daven. Almost obligation to daven. Va'omer MS V'yotziv V'gam Asa Lo Hashem Yisparach Kama Tovos Dainu Hashemesh Hameir Vot Kama Dvarim. It's also morning time. You recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done a number of different tovos. There's personal tovos and there's cosmic tovos. There's personal acts of good and there's universal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me back my soul, given me back my life, but he's also caused the sun to rise, which again are all part of my life as well. But I see a renewal of the universe as a whole. I see the renewal of the universe as myself. You know, especially I always say, like, this time of year, you see it most. Because again, you wake up in the morning, and it's pitch black outside. And then again, you actually get to experience the dawning of day as you're sitting in shir, as you're going ahead and seeing davening. It's an incredible thing. So of course, I do davens on Shacharis. Of course, I daven in the morning. I've been given back life, and I see new life being breathed into the world around me. He goes on. He utilas arvis, and I understand the need to daven ma'ariv. Gam ki mechuyavim anu lehispalel, amasha anu nostim laHashem Yisbarach neshama bepikadom. So Ma'ariv is the other side of this coin. What happens when I go ahead and I go to sleep? So the entire sleep experience is summarized by the pasuk biyadcha afkid ruchi. Ribon Shalom, I'm giving you my soul. I close my eyes. You know, a lot of us just kind of fall asleep, you know, without too much conscious effort at all times of the day. Right? But I go ahead and I fall asleep. But also, if you think about it, sleep requires emunah. Why does sleep require emunah? Because I really only go to sleep because I'm confident in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me back my neshama. And if I wasn't sure about that, I would fight and I resist sleep to the best of my ability. But I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me back my neshama. So therefore, I go to sleep. But I have to daven. It's a time that, by definition, requires prayer. So he goes on. He says, "Ma'aminim shabori baruch hu haneman bepikdono bevanda yachzir lanu kirtzono." So I daven at night. Why? Because I have to go to sleep. And by definition, I have to yield my neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I daven to reinforce within myself the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the pikadon, that he's going to give me back the neshama that I invested with him. Watch this. So the Rebbe says, I understand that there's almost like a requirement to daven in the morning, and there's a requirement to daven at night. I understand those tfilos. What about mincha? About tfilas mincha, Rebbe, look at these words. Ein anu michuyavin lehispalo. The Rebbe says, mincha, there's no chiyuv. What does it mean, mincha, there's no chiyuv? Don't get excited about this. What do you mean, mincha, there's no chiyuv? But mincha, there's no knee-jerk reaction to have to daven. In other words, what the Rebbe is really saying is like this. Real tefillah is rooted in human vulnerability. Real tefillah, the tefillah experience is, I can't stand on my own. I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, for everything, mikaton va'ad gadol. I need you for everything. When is human vulnerability felt most acutely? In the morning and at night. In the morning, when I draw my first breath, and there's a whole day ahead of me, and I don't know my yovo yom. I don't know what's going to happen today. I have to daven. At night, nighttime in general engenders a certain sense of vulnerability and fear. Especially now, I'm going to go to sleep, give back my soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I really want my soul back the next morning. I have to daven. Mincha, midday. There's no real acute vulnerability that's felt. In other words, the day's going, everything is fantastic, everything is beautiful, life is progressing the way that it should. And so again, I don't feel any need to have to daven. So the Rebbe says, that's exactly it. Rak sha'anu minadvim oso. So therefore, you're right. Tfilas mincha is not a prayer that is prayed because I have to, but rather ulakach nikra lashon mincha shu lashon nidava. The Rebbe says the word mincha. We know this because again I got very excited about this vart because we happen to be learning Maseches Menachos, right? And the mincha is all about what? The mincha is all about a voluntary offering. So what is mincha? Whereas Shachris and Ma'ariv are quote unquote the obligatory prayers. They're obligatory because they're our reaction to the recognition of our own human limitations and vulnerabilities. Mincha is not like that. Mincha's not like that. Mincha's the middle of the day. I'm good. I've got this day under control. Things are going fine. I understand what's going to be. But yet, I still go out of my way to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe teaching us an incredible lesson. With this we'll conclude. The Rebbe teaching us that too often in life, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes utilitarian relationship. I serve God because I need. Fill in the blank with whatever it is that you need. I need parnasa, I need children, I need shalom bayis, I need health, whatever it is, I need. And of course, that is a major dynamic of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so much, says the Rebbe, of the beauty of our relationship of a Yid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mincha. It's not about serving because I need something. It's not about serving because I want something. It's about serving because I have the opportunity to connect. Because there is no greater gift in life than the ability to connect with Avinu Shabashamayim, with the ability to connect with the Rebbe Moshe, with the ability to connect to the most powerful and benevolent force in the entire universe. That's mincha. Yes, I have to be a Shachris Jew because I need. I have to be a Ma'ariv Jew because I need. But you know what the godless, the pinnacle of Jewish accomplishment is? Davening mincha. Davening mincha. To connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply because I can. Simply because I want to. Not because I'm banging down his door because I need anything, but ultimately, again, because I have this greatest gift of connection. We have to be careful that to avoid only relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we need something, and recognizing ultimately that He gives us the opportunity to connect, the opportunity to have a relationship with every single day, with every single mincha. All right, we'll stop over here.